The rest of the story. This is about Second Place Jim. In the urban badlands, in the projects, the comparative measure of one man against another is everything. And you're always being measured. You shove back. Maybe they'll leave you alone for a while. You stop shoving back, you're going to get shoved a little harder next time and more often. That's just the way it is. And it's why you don't back down from a fight, ever, if you know what's good for you. A fight or any other kind of a challenge. Between Herschel Brown and his buddy Jim, that challenge was a never-ending race. You see, both young men were fast, fast on their feet, the fastest in the hood. But Herschel was the faster, consistently. Second place Jim, he was in the Persian Warriors gang. Jim would often go looking for Herschel, and he'd say, "Okay, bro, from here to there." And Jim would point to some landmark across a vacant lot or a sign down the street, and off the two would run. Jim, he ran like the wind on fire. But Herschel Brown flew. No matter the distance, no matter the terrain, Jim was left tasting the dust from behind Herschel's sneakers. And as the time went by, the taste of that dust grew more and more distasteful. Word got around about Lightning Man Herschel Brown, even beyond the ghetto. There was talk of a scholarship, even an Olympic gold medal in track. Folks who saw him run said they'd never seen anything like it. And all the while, Jim was increasingly frustrated. So he proposed a once and for all. He said to Herschel, "Race me this time, and I'll never ask again." Herschel smiled and nodded. The course was laid out. Off they went. And when it was over, it was Herschel Brown who had snapped the imaginary tape once more. Nope, fast as he was, Herschel never made it out of the ghetto. A bout with rheumatic fever took his wind and never gave it back. So while Herschel hung around the local joints and drifted ever so slowly into his own private oblivion, it was second place Jim who went on to college. And there, eventually, to run the 100-yard dash in an astonishing 9.3 seconds. 9.3 seconds at a time when the world record was 9.1. If Jim could run that fast, you can imagine how fast Herschel ran. But second-place Jim was sprinting into the limelight while Herschel Brown was trudging into the neighborhood liquor store. And in a manner of speaking, he never came out. Herschel ponders this quite a bit these days. Especially these days. Because Herschel, bleary of eye and no longer fast on his feet, still has something for which Jim would give anything. Because, says Herschel, gazing into his imagination, a cigarette pinched tightly between his fingers, "I'm out here, and he's in there. I'm out here, and he is in there." For you see, second place Jim, the chronic loser in that yet unfinished race through the back streets of San Francisco with Lightning Man Herschel Brown, that loser now appears to be losing yet another race, and maybe a race for his life. For Jim is Orenthal James Simpson, O.J. Simpson. In his lifelong competition with Skid Row Herschel Brown, he seems to be coming in second one last time. Is that to be the rest of the story?